You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Hey, Simo, Nicole Kidman, she is busy. She's filming a brand new TV series in regional New South Wales.
Yes.
Just sort of out of Byron Bay, so near there but not quite in it.
Nicole's been doing some delightfully odd things of late.
Why is filming a TV series a delightfully odd thing for an actress?
No, as in she's been doing other things, which are odd.
Like?
So she went and bought a tiara at Byron Bay Markets the other week.
Okay, I'm sure she might
That's
need
a bit weird,
one.
Isn't it?
Did she have kids? Maybe it was for
No, her. No, it was for her.
Okay.
Yeah. Keith Urban was busy tipping buskers $200 each.
Fair enough.
And then they went and bought a tiara for Nicole Kidman at the night markets there.
Just another casual day in the crazy life of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban.
And then, did you see what happened in Sydney?
No.
Her face is on the side of a building there now. A portrait.
Like someone painted it or like a billboard?
Someone painted a picture of Nicole Kidman. It's like six stories high?
Well, I don't think we can call someone painting a picture of Nicole Kidman something odd that Nicole Kidman has done.
Yeah, well,
it's something odd that a painter's done.
Yeah, but it's her.
Yeah, but she had no control of it.
You're saying she's in control of her own image, Jordan.
Unless some guy wants to go and paint it on six stories high in Sydney.
She teared up a little bit, apparently, when she saw it. It's in Darling Harbour, Darlinghurst.
Mm.
Yeah, so
next time in Sydney, I'll check it out.
No word on if she's wearing a tiara in the portrait.
Oh, yeah, imagine that. The painter finished the painting and then just all of a sudden she was like, oh, it's nice, but I've got this tiara now.
Yeah.
Any chance we could just, you know, add it?
Yeah, the French artist is like, ruined. This is ruined.
And the French artist doesn't speak with a French accent.
That was pretty close. Just with a lot of phlegm.
That sounded like he was sneezing.
Ruined.
Where's my Glen 20? No, but anyway, back on track. Nicole Kidman, she has been filming a TV series just outside of Byron Bay.
Nicole, yes.
And this has been, yes, Nicole, not the French artist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Nicole. And this, a lot of angry residents have been unhappy with this because apparently this is causing major traffic jams just out of Byron Bay.
Oh, okay.
This is one of my favourite quotes of this article.
Hmm.
Several angry residents have written to a celebrity gossip Instagrammer.
Oh, gosh.
To complain about the new series.
Honestly.
And the fact that it's wreaking havoc on local traffic. One is quoted as saying, it's a small town, but traffic is so bad and due to roadworks and Nicole Kidman's new series shutting off an alternative route to get into town. Another angry resident sent a letter entitled Justice for Byron Bay, which goes on for quite some time.
Ugh, honestly. On the scale of things that we can hold Nicole Kidman accountable for, her face on the side of a building versus traffic jams, I know which one I'm more upset about.
Go on.
Well, because, like, she has more control over someone drawing a picture of her on the side of a building than she does over traffic.
I would say she's got about the same amount of control as either or.
No way! You have heaps more control over your own image than a car moving through some set of traffic lights.
Yeah, but like the whole reason that there's traffic there is because Nicole is there.
You reckon?
Like, no offense to any other actress, but if it was just someone that was on Home and Away 3 years ago,
like
one would give a stuff.
Like the Hemsies?
Not the Hemsies. Someone who's been on Home and Away and then done stuff
Bugger all. Okay, fair cool, yeah.
And they've launched their own podcast or something.
They've become little Hollywood, though, haven't they, Byron?
I know there's a lot of celebs there. Zac Efron, I think he's living there. I think he's in South Australia now filming a movie or was. I don't know where that is. Natalie Portman's apparently bought a house in Byron Bay too. So it's becoming...
Ben Affleck and...
Ben Affleck bought it.
Who's Jason Bourne? Matt Damon.
Yeah, Matt Damon.
So Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, the Hemsies, they're all there. They're all hanging out.
That set is going to become the next... There's going to be, you know, the Hollywood sign. There's going to be a Byron Bay sign soon.
So I think they can't just hold Nicole Kidman accountable.
What, who else?
Blame it on the... blame it on the foreigners. Matt Damon and Ben Affleck.
Nicole Kidman, of course, famous for not being a foreigner.
Yeah. Either that or I was going to say... the tabloids are running a headline this week that Sacha Baron Cohen managed to sneak back into Australia, like a sneaky little Borat snuck back into Sydney.
Should we start a rumour that all these actors and actresses aren't actually real, they're just Sacha Baron Cohen? Zac Efron's not actually in Australia, it's just Sacha Baron Cohen playing him.
Yeah, so who are we going to hold accountable for the traffic out of all of those? Who do you want? Because what I'm saying is I want to support the Australians, so we can't blame the Hemsworths, we can't blame Nicole Kidman. We have to pick one of the other ones.
All right, you've turned very Pauline Hanson all of a sudden.
Yeah, a little bit.
So I'm saying let's not blame anyone for the traffic. I mean, sitting in traffic, I get it's super annoying, don't get me wrong.
Someone has to be held accountable, Jordan.
But, I mean, if there's all these famous people in your town, I wouldn't mind sitting in 10 minutes or so of traffic if I could live in the same town as Zac Efron, Affleck, Nicole Kidman. If there's a chance you could just be going for your morning coffee and bump into Zac Efron, I could live with 10 minutes of traffic.
It's true. If Borat goes past on an electric scooter, and you'd be like, all right, this is worth it.
Actually, that might be the traffic, just everyone stopping to go, what on earth is going on over there?
Simo and Jordan.
And a little Kanye news. Big fan of Kanye.
Haters.
Kanye West, he's done some odd things lately.
Well, yeah, I mean, running for election, the most recent president in America.
That wasn't strange, was it? That was pretty on brand for him.
Yeah, actually, yeah, good point, yeah.
I think what was strange was that he conceded the election.
I think what was strange is he actually got some votes.
Yeah, true. It's always, isn't it scary when the voice of reason in the room is Kanye West?
It's either him or Donald Trump.
When he's in the room, it's like even Kanye conceded the election before him. Now, Kanye, he's decided he'd gift one of his boys something special.
Okay.
Chris Brown.
Right.
Now, Chris Brown has been gifted a tank truck by Kanye West.
What do you mean a tank truck? Like an army tank?
Yep, a Sherp ATV. So the vehicle is described as a fully amphibious vehicle which can tear through ice, mud, and deep water, making it the perfect life-saving vehicle.
What's that saying? It's like, what do you buy for someone who has everything?
What do you buy for a man that has everything?
I assume Chris Brown would have everything.
Yeah.
Get him a tank that can smash through ice and go in water. It's just what Chris Brown needs.
There he is. He posted on his Instagram page, standing on the tank.
Okay, hang on. Hang on.
Yep.
So you got a picture of the tank. I can see it on your screen there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I was thinking big, proper army tank with a big gun out the front and tracks.
Yeah.
It's about the size of like a small Kia hatchback.
No, it's not.
Yes,
look,
it is.
Look at him standing on it.
Okay, yes, he is standing on it. Good point.
The wheel's bigger than him.
Okay, good. But like, it's not an army tank. You know what I mean? It's like it's like a toy army tank.
He can't. Size-wise, I think you're having a go at the dimensions, but it's more, I think you're focusing on the fact he's not going to be able to shoot a gun.
Yes.
There's no big barrel on it.
Well, yes.
But the wheels are probably bigger than your average teenager.
Mm-hmm. That's how you go shopping for wheels, is it? Yeah, I just need some wheels on my car. Can I get them slightly smaller than your average teenager size, please?
When I'm ordering carpets.
Yes, we've got them in stock.
When I'm ordering carpets, I don't do a tape measure.
Yeah.
It's like, can I get about 3 or 4 average teenage lengths?
When was the last time you ordered carpets?
Never. So,
should call up a carpet shop. Yes, can I get 3 to 4 average teenages squared for a room I need?
Not worrying
just
at all.
Just hang up the phone. They'll know what they mean.
So, Kanye had his lawyer deliver the tank.
Why?
Don't know.
In case the police pulled him over while he was driving, he's going, you're not allowed to drive down the road. It's like, no, I'm a lawyer.
This thing cost $120,000. The lawyer rocked up and then read out, just in open air, a personal letter that Kanye had written to Chris Brown.
Mm.
So basically, Chris Brown's inside the house. Lawyer and tank have rocked up, and then lawyer begins shouting letter.
Chris Brown opens curtains. What is going on? Why is there a tank outside?
Ah, Kanye must have sent me something.
Was it like Chris Brown's birthday or something? Is that why? Or just out of the blue?
Out of the blue. The lawyer read out messages which include, congratulations to Chris Brown on 20 years in the game.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So that was the reason behind.
That's right. Yeah. 20 years in the game.
Yeah.
Don't know if it's football, baseball.
I assume it would be the music
game. I assume it's the rapping.
Mm. Imagine if you rocked up like 10 minutes or so after the tank with, oh, I just got some chocolates for you. It's your 20th year. Then you come around the corner and there's just a tank there. It's like, we're going to need a bigger present.
I don't know if Chris Brown has a driver's license. I assume you might need a bit more.
That's the most pressing issue of the day. Does Chris Brown have his driver's license? Well, is he still on his L plates?
I assume he's going to need some kind of heavy vehicles license, because as soon as you start adding more axles or bigger wheels or a thicker vehicle, you need a different kind of license to drive it.
I mean, whenever COVID's over and we all go back to kind of normal with the award ceremonies and all that sort of thing, instead of rocking up in a limousine like a lot of the celebs do, next, Chris Brown should just rock up in a tank.
No number plate on there either, Jordan. He's got a few steps, obviously, to register this thing. But there's been lots of people being a bit conspiratorial about, what do these two know that we don't? Why are they buying each other tanks?
I don't know. Well, maybe it is Kanye West. He could have meant to buy the tank for Dr. Chris Brown, the vet, and just got his Chris Browns confused.
Yeah, he's actually tried to order a water tank. He's like, I got one of these just sitting around.
Well, it had tank in the title.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, I want to take you to the Czech Republic.
Okay, I've been.
Have you?
Yeah, their currency is terrible.
Okay.
It's one of the most odd currencies.
Hello to anyone who has Czech Republic currency on them.
Yeah, I can't remember whether it's... Is it drachma?
I don't know.
I think so. So one thing I noticed is they're big fans of vending machines over there.
Mm. Well, Simo, this story that I noticed has nothing to do with money nor vending machines.
In the Czech Republic?
Yes.
Yeah, well.
It has to do with a hunter in the Czech Republic and the police who have said they are investigating how this hunter got his gun stolen by a deer.
Look, some wild stuff happens in the Czech Republic there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I could tell you some stories.
I can see them in your eyes, though. They're maybe not for this time slot.
Okay, I'll tell one, right?
Okay.
In their major city, right, they still play the...
What is the major city, just quickly?
Oh, hell, I was there. I can't remember. It was a hazy time. But in that city...
Just don't mind me. I'm just going to question the validity of this story.
I can't remember,
Don't
Jordan.
Google it.
I'll have to check because it's going to annoy me.
Czech. Prague? Is that...
Yeah, I think that's where I was. Czech Republic. Yeah, it was Prague. Yeah, so what they do is they still use the... Like the World War II bomb alarms, right? They'll still use them. When they say use them, they'll still test them once a month.
Okay.
And all the locals will come out and just watch the tourists just have no idea what is going on.
I mean, I feel that's, you know, because Aussies, we kind of like to take jokes out of tourists, you know, the whole drop bears thing.
Yeah.
That's just the Czech Republic equivalent.
Just doing whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that place is, I'm not surprised a deer's stolen a gun, is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, so this had nothing to do with the alarms going off. Yeah. However, a hunter was out about in regional Czech Republic doing a spot of hunting, which I know it's one of those things that divides opinion.
Yep.
However, it is... His gun, he's saying that his gun was stolen by a deer, and that is what police are investigating. Now, obviously, he had to go to police to register that the gun was missing, because that's the law.
Yeah.
But yeah, the police are, how would that, I'm trying to work out how that happened. Like, because he obviously went to the police to report a gun was missing. This was also reported by another hunter who noticed a gun with a rifle hanging around its antlers.
Wow.
So he kind of saw that and just go,
is that the same deer?
I assume so.
Okay, right.
I hope there's not two deers running around the Czech Republic with guns.
I assume it's probably one, some kind of superhero. Like, you know how there's always the one that rises to change things? Deers are registering for firearms. There'll be one deer who's going to lead the charge.
I mean, I'd question why they need guns to lead the charge when they've got big antlers.
And they can
have
run.
You seen them?
Yeah, exactly. And they do charge right pretty well without guns. They do it well. But it's worth mentioning, I reckon, I think I know this deer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, let me just answer that. No, you don't.
I think I do.
Well, no, you don't. You don't know every single deer in the Czech Republic.
No, this one deer.
Okay.
I think his name is Bambi.
Right.
Because he's got a gun. Bam. Bam, bam.
I was right. You don't know the deer, but Simo. Just quickly, though, before we go, so this event happened near a small village in the Czech Republic.
Mm.
Now, considering you are the Czech Republic expert, you've been there?
I'm the Czech correspondent.
Perhaps you'll be able to say the name of this town. I'm going to hand it to you now. I've got the little blue arrow on the highlighter where it is.
There's about a billion Z's and C's, I assume.
No, there's not.
Okay.
But Simo, it's not spelt the traditional way.
Mm.
However, just looking at it, how it's pronounced is a word that you may not be able to say on air. So have a look and see what you think.
Nah, you can say that word on air. That's fine.
Can you? Okay.
I believe.
Well, let it be on your head. And just before you say it, just I'd like to make sure the management of the radio station here know that was Simo who said it can be said on air.
This is the one you're pointing to with the blue?
Yes.
Yeah, you can say that. That's fine.
Okay, so again, to our management, this is Simo who is about to say the Simo. Jordan distances himself from all of this.
Okay, so it's Horní Plana.
Horní Plaza.
Yeah, or like that's an N, not a Z.
Oh, is it a Z?
Which is surprising for the Czech Republic because they put a lot of Zs where they don't need them.
I thought you were going to say it's surprising because of the first word, horny. They're kind of just not what happens in the Czech Republic.
Well,
No, let's not get another story.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo, Jordan, right here with you this morning. Just hanging out for your Friday. It feels good. Almost as good as a party. Now, both you and I aren't really party animals.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, well, you mentioned you don't really throw birthday parties.
Oh, yeah, no, that's a good point, no.
There you go.
Okay, yeah, I stand corrected.
You're just trying to protect your reputation as a fun guy.
Look, I mean, I've got to protect the rep.
Yeah, the street cred.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Of which you're not allowed out on the streets, Jordan. You've got to remain home and no unnecessary travel.
Mm.
Now, A birthday party plan has surfaced. It's hit the news because while late 40s year old woman was doing a bit of spring cleaning.
Yeah.
And she found her itinerary for her 8-year-old birthday party.
Okay, so it was her birthday 32 years ago.
Correct.
Right.
Quite a while, yeah.
Yes, COVID not an issue 32 years ago.
Yeah, so went down in the 80s? How's the math there? Is that pretty close?
Yeah, 1982, yes. 1998, I think, if my math is correct.
I've got the plan here.
Yeah, go for it.
Let us know if you think. Actually, we'll do a speed run. Let us know if you're into it or not.
So this is, I'll go back to when I was 8 and see if I would be interested in this party.
Plans for my 8th slumber or a party. Guests. 5 guests.
Okay.
Guests arrive.
It's COVID safe as well. Maybe she was concerned about that.
4:30, guests arrive. 4:31, run up to my room.
Good. Okay, that's very important.
4:33, lay out sleeping bags.
Mm-hmm. So did they take 4 minutes to run up to the room?
It's quite a way.
Is this Richie Rich? Does this person live in a mansion?
The stairs are quite big and they're only 8.
Okay.
So 4:33 to 4:45, talk and giggle.
I like how they evolved giggling.
Coming in at 5 p.m, make funny faces and make remarks.
But no giggling during the funny faces.
Not allowed. 5:45, eat supper.
Good. Yeah, eating's very important.
Now, that's from 5 to 5:45, so 45 minutes for food.
Good. I mean, you've got to, you know, enjoy and digest and all that sort of stuff.
5:45, go upstairs again.
Okay.
6:30, draw pictures and read.
Right.
Then at 6:45, haul radio upstairs.
Okay.
7 p.m., dance and pretend to be... Don't know what that says. She was only 8.
So are you sure this is like an 8-year-old's birthday party itinerary or just an average Saturday night at your house?
Probably.
You haul the radio upstairs and laugh and giggle and pull funny faces?
Well, this list ends at 11 p.m. There ain't no chance I'm up that late.
God, how much stuff is there?
There's heaps. She doesn't get into her PJs until 10 p.m.
Hang on, there's like 4 pages of this list. Don't run through it all, but just give us like the edited highlights. Is there anything else?
Well, we've got to the highlight that I wanted to focus on.
Okay.
Which is the hauling of a radio upstairs.
Okay.
Obviously, got to be careful with a radio.
Yes.
You know, don't hurt us.
But if you drop the radio, we feel pain.
That's it. Place it down gently.
Put the radio in a massage chair, actually.
Yeah, that would be... Oh, that feels nice.
I was about to say put the radio in a spa, but no, don't do that.
That would short us out. What is an amazing turnaround is this woman, Emily, now has an 8-year-old kid of her own.
Okay.
And asked the 8-year-old for her opinion on the birthday setup from all those years ago.
Swear to God, if the 8-year-old daughter said "Hall Spotify" up the stairs, I am leaving.
Well, it's funny you say that.
What would you do for a summer party? Any of this stuff?
Probably a lot of that stuff.
What else, though?
I'd probably this, and I would not hold the radio up. Because this was made in the 80s.
Just throwing shade at mum.
Throwing shade at us as well.
Because you're old.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, just quickly, do you know off the top of your head how many people are currently allowed to go to weddings?
Poor, no.
I think it's 150, but I could be wrong.
Wow.
Don't quote me on that. Yes, I think I might have got that incorrect.
Is that... Which one have you been keeping an eye on, just FYI? Because the weddings that I often go to aren't in this state, so it's different everywhere, right?
No, yeah, no, I've been keeping on the New South Wales.
I think, one, yeah, right.
I think it's
150.
I could be wrong.
Jeez.
That does sound wrong. But if you're planning a wedding, Google that information.
Yeah, absolutely. And today, Victoria, Melbourne, celebrating 28 days without a case at all.
Congratulations to them.
Yeah, well done.
But Simo, I do want to talk about weddings. So we're kind of trying to work out how many people can go to a wedding in New South Wales. Do you know off the top of your head what the capacity is for going to a wedding in Nigeria?
Nigeria. Never been, actually.
I've never been to Nigeria.
Never been to Nigeria.
Nor have I.
Big fan of their soccer team when they made the World Cup in, what year was that, 2016?
I don't know.
Quite good.
Also, the reason I bring up weddings in Nigeria is because one has gone viral. Now, it was the wedding of a famous Nigerian actor called Williams Uchemba. Okay. I think I said that wrong, so apologies for that.
I think I saw this story.
However, it's not because it was a famous person's wedding that this story has gone viral. Yeah. It's because of one of the guests.
Yep. Well, it's not just one guest with a plus one or a plus five.
With multiple pluses.
How do you get that's very lucky of him.
So, a famous Nigerian playboy who's known as Pretty Mike.
Yeah.
Has showed up to his mate's wedding with six pregnant women as his combined plus one, and Pretty Mike claims that he is the one who did that.
So the famous playboy has rolled into a wedding with how many?
Six.
Six pregnant women on his arm. Love a good love chat.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's love, Jordan.
Well, as well as the six pregnant ladies, he was also wearing an eye-catching bright pink suit. And a video on Instagram shows the girlfriends walking past one by one as Pretty Mike gives their bellies a little rub.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I read that he owns nightclubs in Nigeria or something. So
did you? I don't know.
Business must be booming.
So I'm not an expert on this Nigerian playboy, Pretty Mike. Simo, please tell us why you know so much about him.
Because I read this story.
Oh, have you? No. You've done more than me. I read the first paragraph and I'm like, that's enough.
Wow. Yeah, so he owns nightclubs in Nigeria, and I guess that country famously not great working conditions everywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe as a way for... You know, these kids are definitely going to have an education. They're just going to have one dad in common.
Well, look, I don't know what's going to be. The future is going to be held for these kids. All the best to them.
It does give options, though. Because like I said, Nigeria, very good at soccer. If you're going to have, what, six were there? Six kids?
Half
a team.
Six pregnant girls. We assume there's only one. There's not twins or anything like that. Yeah. So, yeah.
Twins?
No, we don't know if there's twins or not.
If they all have twins, that's the entire Nigerian World Cup soccer team.
And if they're not having twins, we'll just play six-a-side soccer. It'll be fine.
Yeah, five-a-side. Futsal.
Five-a-side and just one who's like the coach.
We don't have enough for an outdoor. We're going to go all the way indoor.
You can imagine that. It's like, what team are we playing next? Pretty Mike FC. Okay, this is going to be an interesting one.
Is that Pretty Mike United?
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.